This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Actor Alec Baldwin was seen crying after he fired a prop gun while making a movie western in New Mexico, killing the cinematographer and wounding the director, say authorities. His spokesman calls it an accident involving a misfire. An investigation's underway. The AP's Oscar Wells Gabriel says this kind of production can be dangerous.
In 1993, Brandon Lee, the son of the late martial arts star Bruce Lee, died after being hit by a .44 caliber slug while filming a death scene for the movie The Crow. The gun was supposed to have fired a blank. And in 1984, actor John Eric Hexum died after shooting himself in the head with a prop gun blank while pretending to play Russian roulette. That happened on the set of the TV series Cover Up.
The CDC has now approved COVID boosters for all three vaccines, Pfizer, Moderna, and Johnson & Johnson. The AP's Mike Hempen.
Certain people who received Pfizer vaccinations months ago already are eligible for a booster. And now the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says specific Moderna and Johnson & Johnson recipients qualify too. And in a bigger change, the agency is allowing the flexibility of mixing and matching that extra dose regardless of which type people receive first.
The head of a notorious Haitian gang accused of kidnapping 17 members of a U.S.-based missionary group is warning that the hostages will be killed if he doesn't get the ransom he wants. $17 million. Wilson Joseph posted his death threat video yesterday. President Biden's comments about Taiwan are drawing a warning from China. It says there is no room for compromise on the subject. President Biden said the U.S. is committed to defending Taiwan if it's attacked. Environmental activists are protesting in several nations today, demanding governments limit global warming. This is AP News. Steve Bannon is in contempt of Congress, says the House.
The House voted to hold longtime ally and aide to former President Donald Trump, Steve Bannon, in contempt of Congress for refusing to testify before the committee investigating the January Capitol riot. Committee member Wyoming Republican Liz Cheney pointed out what Bannon said on a podcast the day before the riot.
He said all hell is going to break loose.
Cheney says it's clear Bannon must have been aware and may have been involved in the planning of what played out that day.
The American people deserve to hear his testimony.
Republicans like Indiana's Jim Banks say this is a witch hunt.
He is a Democrat Party boogeyman. The Select Committee despises Steve Bannon's politics, so they're abusing their power to put him in jail.
The decision to prosecute rests with Attorney General Merrick Garland. He says the Justice Department
will apply the facts and the law and make a decision consistent with the principles of prosecution.
Ed Donahue, Washington.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.